A very good afternoon, or a good evening, or a good morning, wherever you are finding yourself in this beautiful, beautiful African green continent. And if you are finding yourself in Namibia, good afternoon to you. How was your day? Whatever you planned or whatever you were shooting today, I hope you missed. I hope you will reach the target. And if you have missed and if it did not go well, I hope you learned the lesson. And I hope you're going to come back strong tomorrow, or well aware or well informed, or with better lesson to shoot better and also to propose better. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjoko Kamekulu Nkwanyoka. And as I keep saying, man, this is lecture hall one. Welcome to lecture hall one. Welcome to our presentation where we attack the foundation. And the foundation that we attack is the foundation that holds our economy, is the building block, is the building blocks, is the structures that we put in place that hold what we call the Namibian economy. And we take a look at it to assess, are this foundation the right one? Are these the right building blocks? Can we perhaps destroy them and use concrete now? And also looking forward, is this the type of foundation that we want going forward to hold us? And in all this is coming in a context that, yes, many people are crying. A few of them are rejoicing. Some of them have no idea. Some of them have questions. Some of them want to participate. Now, regarding the when you look at the combination of all those people, you get to understand that when you are having a problem of participation or inclusivity, it means that the structure that you have in place that enable your people to participate or to enjoy the fruit or to manipulate and to multiply your resources, but they are unable to do it, that give you a direction that there is something wrong with your economy. Now, for today, as I indicated that, yes, BES or the business and economic segment or lecture hall one, look at the fundamental economic structure in terms of the Namibian economy and the African context, and answering the question that what can be done, what can be improved, which direction should we go? And we, in many cases, we reference that this can be done through policies, coming up with new policies, amending the existing one, or actually just looking at the gaps and giving the cabinet the directives, promoting entrepreneurship, something that we have been stuck or we have not been doing great, and also talking about innovation, having conversation that matters. Because what I'm picking up around ourselves, we are not having conversation regarding these things. But we are so angry and we are complaining about everything. And I don't want us to be stuck in a complaining era, in a complaining mode. Can we have a conversation and look at and assess the fundamentals and assess what we currently have? And can we also continue creating awareness and providing educational context on the Namibian economy so that everybody got the basic and understand why things are how they are? Now, for today's edition, or our presentation and our hypothesis and our suggestion for today, how about we change our perspective in economic building? And I've realized that our perspective, how we think about the economy and who's supposed to build it, is the starting point. So how about we change our perspective in economic building, the levers and the enablers that we understood and that we had of? Are we able to change that perspective that when you come to the economy, must I get involved? When you come to employment creation, who's supposed to create it? When you come to now coming up with new product, who's supposed to come up with them? When you come to manufacturing new medication and all these things, who's supposed to come up with them? Because I think our perspective or perception about the economy is totally different, especially to many of us village champions, especially many of us who went through the Namibian education system. Our economic perspective and perception of how it's supposed to be operated, who's supposed to operate it, who's supposed to participate in it, is quite narrow. And it is what led to us having the understanding that we have about entrepreneurship, about investment, about the policies. It's all about the perspective, our narrative about economic building and what is the economy. And that is, I think, as we drive through, as we communicate, as we motivate, and as we encourage people to participate, we have to understand that until people unlock their mind and change their perspective about the economy or the economic building, they will not participate to the level that we want. The beliefs, it's all about the beliefs that we know. It's all about the belief that we have been told. It's all about the structural structural route and the path that have been created a long time ago that we keep following. And those paths have cemented a certain perception or perspective about building the economy. So there are so many narratives that many of us believe, and they are now currently guiding ourselves. How, to what extent, and when should I participate in an ambient economy at the highest level? And as I walk around, or as I travel here and there in the country, and I look at the landscape, and I look at the people, and I listen, and I observe, and I even look at the type of project that our various ministries are running, I look at the number and the various projects that our private sector engage in. I look at the seminars. I look at the training. I look at the funding and everything. I get to conclude that until we change our perception and our perspective about the Namibian economy or the economy in general, I don't think we are going to do better. Because if we keep being guided by these old, outdated perspectives and the perception about the economy and how and who, I don't think we are going to participate fully. So now, we during the colonial time, we were made to believe that you as a black man, you as a black woman, you as an indigenous African person, you're only supposed to work for them. That's why a lot of us left our native land to go work on what they've created. But back then, we used to cultivate and to work on our own land. But that narrative, that path from Oangweno, Msati to go work in Tsumeb, to go work in Oranjemun, to go work in Otavi or Ucho or Walvisby, have created a certain perspective and a certain perception about how does the economy work? Who lead? Can I lead as I am from Oangweno and create a big company that employ my brothers and sisters? Or must I demand, must I beg, must I go to Europe and say, please come and invest in my country, come and create employment? Which perception and which perspective do you have? Do you believe that you Kariko, you Nangula, can build a spaceship, can build a satellite? It's all about now the perspective. What do we believe in? What beliefs and narrative do we have? And can we change it? Because until we change it, many of you will keep complaining about green hydrogen not being what. Many of you will keep complaining about hunger rather than looking that is hunger presenting an opportunity to us entrepreneurs? Is hunger presenting an opportunity to us capital holders and financiers? And I truly believe that it's all about the perspective and the perception that we have. And those are now the things that we have to address. As a young person, as a perhaps an adult who is not yet 50 years old, because people above 50, people above 45, they are very, very difficult to influence. But I hope you are having an open mind. And I'm repeating this again, that is the perspective and the perception that we have about the economy. And if once we change it and we align it with where the country is heading, it's only when we will change things. Because if you believe that vocational education is just for those who have less than 20%, you are not going to tell your kid to start wind turbines. You are not going to tell your kid to go study solar. You're not going to tell your kid to start electrolyzers. But right now, the electrolyzers are the big deal in Namibia. Because the biggest industry that are coming are using electrolyzers. And they require technical skill from the vocational training centers. Now, you as a parent, you as a policymaker, if you believe that the vocational is for those, then how will you get Namibia to participate in electrolyzer assembly? And that's why you are now going to go to Germany, buy a whole electrolyzer assembled in Germany as it is, and you put it in a ship, assembled, then you send it to Namibia. Now, is the understanding that you're supposed to have that, why should it be assembled in Germany? Why don't we just find a way to say, okay, cool, we don't want you to, you assemble it until 50%. And we train our people to finish the rest of the 50%. But the training will come from vocational that you do not support. You give how many million? 800 million to UNAM almost every year. To NAST 500 million almost every year. But how much do you allocate to the vocational schools? And this is not an attack on individual. The way we spend money and the way we direct money say something about our perception and our perspective about certain things and about the economy that we want to build. You cannot say that you want to assemble a transformer in Namibia instead of assembling it in South Korea. Then you come and say there are no skill sets in Namibia. Then come the next financial year, 800 million to UNAM, 500 to NAST. And how many millions to the vocational centers in Windhoek, in Enana, in Hobabis, in Onakayale? How many? I mean, how much? So that now paint a perspective and a perception about our belief that the people that we have in certain power that decide where money should be allocated do not believe that vocational is the way forward. And that's why I'm saying that we have different people, we have different groups in our economy. Those who believe and those who understand that they have to change their mindset about economic building. Those who have changed their mindset about the current economic structure, about where things are going, and they have shifted how they think and the effort and the type of skill that they require in line with the current economic structure. And those are the people that are flourishing. I told certain people that I was with that in Namibia, it's not always corruption. And I'm saying this slowly. In Namibia, it's not always corruption. What is it? Is that those people that are benefiting right now, they have access to information. They have changed their mindset and now they are accumulating the right information so that they target the project as soon as they come up. Because they have opened their mind to the current structure of the economy. Then there is another group of me and you. We were told the government can do everything for us. We were told to find jobs. We were told to go to school and find jobs. And that is where we are stuck. That's why whenever there is a problem in Namibia, we don't run it to entrepreneurs to say, entrepreneurs, we need some sort of product or innovation in our village. Come and solve it because you are the guys who innovate. No, we don't think to such an extent. We only run it to government. We only run to our headmen and to our councillors because that is our perception and our perspective of the economy that the government provides. And that is our understanding. And that's why when opportunities are coming up like now in the manufacturing sector, in the agriculture sector, we are not participating. We are not participating. That's why now the loudest voice in Namibia is that government give it the route. Instead of that, government allocate more funding. Allocate more funding to the agricultural schemes so that they can produce food. No. Our narrative is that government please buy food for the people. That is the loudest voice in Namibia right now because we are hungry. But the voice that say government, can you allocate more to the agriculture sector so that they can produce sufficiently, is the lowest voice. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's saying anything. But we are begging the world, please, we are hungry. But we are not begging the world to say, please, Can you give us or can you assist us to invest in the right equipment and the tools so that we can boost our agriculture sector? I was reading something today on LinkedIn. I think it's at Sadi Kongoro, some farmers at Sadi Kongoro, that they are producing some beautiful stuff. And they have bought drones. If I'm not mistaken, they have bought drones to apply their liquid fertilizer, whatever they need to apply. And I think each drone, it was around 320K, 320,000. Now, when you are listening to the majority of Namibians, they are calling government to distribute food aid. But yet the farmers are saying that if we can buy drones that can apply whatever we want to our plants, to avoid us running, because human capacity is limited. I mean, the physical capacity is limited. Then we can enhance our agricultural production. That's what I'm saying, that is the perspective. Majority of Namibians, they don't believe that we can actually invest and produce adequately for ourselves. Instead, they were structured to run always to government and ask. Rather than saying that, okay, I'm having in my garden, all I need is just seed. We are willing to go work at the tundra. Can you just provide us with what? The loudest voice is saying, buy food for us. That's why somebody posed a very beautiful question, that so that now when those people in Hobabis or Maeke that are going hungry, we now gave them food for 3 months. After 3 months, what happened? What happened? Why are the people asking this question? Because when we reported on this stuff, we only focused on hunger and the drought food. But if you go deeper, the World Food Organization, together with Ministry of Agriculture, also bought some agricultural input. If you read deeper, they also provided that. That there are investments that they have bought inputs for some farms in Omaheke, but it was not reported on. Why it was not reported on? Because even the journalists themselves who reported on this, their perception and their perspective about the economy is limited to that. So in their head, in their thinking, food drought and hunger conversation are more valuable. So do you see where we are? And that's what I'm saying, that we are divided in different groups in the Namibian economy. And until we change the perspective about economic building and economic reporting and highlighting certain things that matters and that can enable us to participate and to do what is right, is key. So if the journalist can change their perspective about economic building, that how about you focus on reporting on the opportunity that they exist? How about you highlight what can lead to entrepreneurship? Because hunger alone is not a feasible or a bangable project on itself. But if you can go further, that this is the population we have, these are the type of food that they need, maybe one entrepreneur can go and invest in. So it's all of us that need to change our perspective and our understanding of building the economy. And at the leadership level, we are begging all over the world, from the office of the president to the office of the prime minister, we are begging all over the world. Namibia is going through drought, but nobody is saying that Namibia has rivers. Namibia has rivers. All we need is entrepreneurs who are willing to invest to produce what can be consumed in Namibia. Nobody is saying that. Nobody is saying that Namibia has underground water. We need different types of loan to give to NamWater so that when they are going to invest in water infrastructure, they are not only investing for potable, but also for commercial use. Nobody is saying that. We are just begging for food. It's the perspective and the perception about economic building that we have, which is so narrow, that whenever we are demanding something, we are not including ourselves. We are not looking at the production. We are not looking at our ability to promote entrepreneurship and to solve these issues through entrepreneurship. Nobody's thinking like it. Only few people are thinking in such a way.
And that's why you are seeing that our social problem continue to grow, continue to expand, because we are participating in entrepreneurship at the lowest level. We are not solving the existing problems. We are not using entrepreneurship and finances to solve them. No, we put the government at the center of government production. That's why when you heard that when Agingo built the Harambe Prosperity, whatever, second one, he said that, okay, can we put the private sector at the center? In maybe that statement is supposed to be elaborated further to say, can we promote entrepreneurship to solve Namibian problems? Because the era of creating state-owned enterprises to produce has ended. The SOEs that exist now are the only one in strategic sectors. The rest of our social problem needed to be solved by entrepreneurs now. That was the core message. And many of us actually misinterpreted it to say, oh my goodness, it's just giving everything to the private sector to open up a foreign investment and blah, 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 blah. And I understood our anger. But until we change our perspective that who's supposed to build the economy, who's supposed to create the employment, who's supposed to create the product which is missing, until we answer those questions and put ourselves at the center, we keep crying. I'm giving you this example on green hydrogen. How did Sven hear about the green hydrogen? How did he manage to position his company so fast like that? His perception and perspective about the economy is different. That's why he was able to move so fast on the right time. And I'm repeating this again. It's not always corruption. When you are seeing the same guy in the same sector, it's because these people have changed their mindset. And what they are doing now is economic intelligence. They are gathering economic intelligence about the sectoral development and how they can go in. And that's why you are saying they are here and they are there. And we are confusing it to say, they are just corrupt. There is just somebody in government who is... They are strategically positioning themselves. They are at the seminars. They are at the conferences. They are meeting the right people. They are getting the right numbers. They are being educated in certain sectors. And that's why they are like pushing in every sector. Me and you, we are stuck. Government, give us what? Government, give us what? And as I observe, bad news is traveling more faster in Namibia. Bad news is being circulated faster in Namibia. But right now, there is this man called Danny Meyer. And he's circulating something, a program by the USAID of funding renewable off-grid project. And in every group that I am, that Danny Meyer made sure he circulated that poster. He made sure, and he kept doing it, that whenever there is a grant or a funding, that Danny Meyer makes sure that in every group he is, he circulated. Then I observe in other groups where I am. It's news about who is raped, it's news about who was robbed. Oh, those are the type of news majority of us are sharing. And I'm saying it's our perspective and our perception about the economy. Because if you look at what Danny Meyer is sharing, it's because he understood that SMEs, wherever you can find them, they need this type of information. And if they can take advantage of it, they will grow. Me and you, because our perception and our perspective about the economic building, we are not including ourselves. We are waiting for another white man to come. And I'm saying that. We are waiting for another person to come and set up a solar plant in our village. We are waiting for him to come or her to come. But when it comes to bad news, oh my goodness, everyone has it. And that is where now I concluded that our perspective and our perception about the economy needed to change if we are to participate. Namibia has been struggling to create a bank on their own. Guess what? Some colleagues from Nigeria together with Namibia, they are now going to start a bank. It's our perception and our perspective that need to change. We believe we cannot create a bank. We can't. We already destroyed SMB. I'm SMB bank. I'm even tired of hearing it. Because every time you bring a conversation, can we start a bank? The people who hit you, you can't. You guys, you already struggled to manage SME bank. Because of small and and certain atrocity, economic atrocity committed by few individuals. Many Namibians even given up on participating on certain sector. Blacks can't just do it. Namibians can't just do it, man. Just let other people do it. Our perspective and perception about the economy is why most of us, we will be employees until the end. And it's why we are inviting people as far as Australia, Canada, to come and get the mining license and explore what we have and take it out of the ground and export it as it is. That is the mindset of the certain groups that we have in structural, in very strategically positioned. They believe Namibian can't do it. They believe they cannot do it themselves. Their perspective and perception about the economy is that wealth can only be created through employment. And that's why now that where we are going wrong is our perspective and our understanding of what needs to be done for us to get to a certain level of participating in an economy. And as I keep saying that, changing our perspective in economic building, it might enable more participation. And when I'm referring to participation, I'm not referring to employment. Employment is a transaction between the employer and the employee. It's not even a benefit. It's a transaction. The other one is buying your effort and your skill. And when you listen to our leaders, they do not understand that perspective. They think employment is a benefit. That's why what they get to be told whenever an investor is coming here, they get to be told, we will create employment for your people. That is the main benefit that they get to be told, without understanding that I have a skill that I have invested in. So when you are going to need me, that is not a benefit as people understand it. We are exchanging.
At Heineken, our brewing process is a special one. We use unique horizontal brewing tanks, creating that characteristic balanced Heineken taste for that refreshing thirst. Ah, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
So, now listen to this. Do you know why we liquidated Air Namibia? Do you know why we liquidated AgriBusDev? Do you know why we just keep pushing for liquidation of certain companies that are mostly being led by our fellow blacks? It's our perspective and it's our perception about the economy. We believe just because there is somebody who's black in charge of a company, they can't do it. We don't go beyond understanding the intricacies of the business. We don't. And that's why now we are just closing down and closing down everything which is being run by a black board or by a black CEO. Every complex sector that we were in, that government was in, we are closing it down. We are liquidating. And even now you are hearing some economists saying, no, it's impossible to revive Air Namibia. Oh, guys, what type of mindset are we having? Why? And you keep giving UNA money every year. You keep giving NUST money every year. Then what are you sending people to school to go do? Why are you sending people at school for? If you believe that you cannot revive in Namibia. It's your perspective. It means you do not even believe in the kid that you are sending to school. And we expect you to revive the Namibian economy with that mindset or perspective. And we expect you to improve economic participation by people from Karas, from Maheke, who have been growing as goat herders. Our perception and our perspective about this economy and what needs to be done need to be changed. And how can we be in charge of complex sectors? Now there are even people saying that, why is Namibia starting with hydrogen? Why can't they wait? And I just like, it's the perspective of these people. Their mindset. Why not us? Why not? South Africa is the only country in Africa, I think, with a nuclear power generating electricity. Why? Because somebody believed it, that we also can. We can do it. But in Namibia, if you bring up nuclear, everyone like, it's embarrassing. And it all emanating from the fact that our perspective, who's supposed to build the economy? Who's supposed to build the African economy? Since now we have been forced to move away from gathering and handing to this modern economy, must we just be employees? That is it. And that is the structure many of our people have. And that's why now I keep saying that if our perspective is not going to change and improve, our participation in this novel sector will be limited. Only the few individuals are going to be limited. Because I listened to this guy, or I met him. Who is this guy from the coast? Who was, I think he was a counselor for AER before he moved. I forgot his name. Yeah, Knowledge. Knowledge created an organization for people who want to participate in oil and gas. And I'm looking at him like, dude, you are bold. Because I'm now looking at him like, how many companies do we even have? How many individuals do we even have that they believe that they can even fix a rig? How many? There are a few. But his boldness to believe that companies will be started by certain individuals. Let me create an organization that will bring together these people. That is a bold move. And are we giving him a platform? Are we supporting him? Because his perspective and perception about economic building using the oil and gas sector is different. And he believes that there are certain Namibians who can. But does our Minister of Mines and Energy believe him? Does our cabinet believe him? Me and you, do we believe we can one day operate the rig? Because the cost of a rig in a day, just to be there, because all this time I went to Walvis Bay, there is a rig that is in my, that I can see. Do you know how much it's costing every day just for that rig to be there? It's very expensive. And that is how the people who are investing in oil and gas from other country, their perspective is different. And that rig move very slowly. So they spend days moving it to wherever they are moving it to come to the shores of Namibia. That is their perspective. Their understanding of risk and returns. Their ability to do feasibility studies and pre-feasibility studies. Their ability to invest in different skill sets to prepare themselves is what is different. That's why nowadays I'm listening to people who want to go do PhD. Nowadays young people, a bunch of young people want to go do PhDs. You know, and I look at them like, okay, what are you going to do with a PhD? I ask this dumb question. What are you going to do with a PhD? Why do you even need a PhD for? Like, serious. I truly, unless maybe you are a clinical researcher in the medicine world, or maybe in the academic world, I truly, truly believe Namibia does not need more PhDs. Nah. We need people who can enable industrialization. We need people who can enable industrialization. What is this company? I think it's CleanEdge. I think it's CleanEdge, the one for Tatesven, ONL and others. They are planning to build ammonia terminal. Now ask yourself, will your PhD be needed by that ammonia terminal building? I want us to be realistic. Clean Energy is saying that they are going to start building an ammonia terminal, I think by 2026 or something like that. That's what they say. Now, evaluate your dream to go do a PhD. Will it contribute to the construction of that ammonia terminal? Ask yourself, will it be valuable or what do we need? Let us change our perspective. And it all comes down to our perspective and understanding of what the economy needs. More Namibians want to be called the doctors and professors. No, doctor, yeah, it's beautiful. But now, align it with your economical need. Do they need a PhD in whatever you are studying? Or can you do certificate and diplomas? In line with your economic development plan. And I observed something very beautiful about IOM. Ah, I'm so happy. They came up with the energy faculty. And it's amazing how, and that is the type of perspective and perception and understanding that I want. IUM came up with the energy faculty. They came up with courses on the energy industry. And that, dude, we need the people who can enable us to export our electricity to SAP. We need people who can actually come up with a better battery to store our intermittent energy. And you are here going to study another PhD in something that we do not know. So I'm really, really proud of IUM. I'm so happy. I wish I can find that a Dr. Namwandi someone just like, man, I'm happy. I love your mindset. I love the way that you are listening to the economic development and the aspiration of the country, and you are aligning this education to what is needed right now and what is needed tomorrow. Namibia want to be an energy hub, colleagues, an energy hub exporting electricity around Africa. We are currently going to borrow probably from the World Bank so that we can extend our grid. That was in the budget. This is what the Shimi said some time ago. Now, are we preparing the skill set to build the grid? And also the last time I we had the presentation here from the Southern African pool on electricity, one of the problems that we face is that Angola has access power. Like Angola has access power. But they cannot send it to Zambia and Namibia because there is no a grid connecting us. Right now, we depend on Zambia and South Africa. Zambia now is facing the same problem that we are having. They are also going back to South Africa like us to import energy. But Angola has access. But guess what? Our perspective, our focus is not there. So then how are you? And I think ECB, and not I think, ECB has also put a moratorium that they are no more going to issue license for export purposes until Namibia develop a capacity to evacuate that energy to wherever it's going. But are you now aligning your mind and your study to that? That we literally put a moratorium where stop to issuing license to export electricity just because we cannot upgrade our grid to Zambia and our grid to South Africa so that we can sell electricity to those who need it. Now, are you studying toward that? Are you as an entrepreneur looking for capital to participate at such a high level? Or what is your perspective? Or you believe that energy generation and the grid and electricity infrastructure are for certain people? You as a banker, you as an asset manager, are you willing to provide the capital in such sectors? Are you coming up with a new template for risk assessment? Are you changing the type of mandate that you have and where you allocate capital as now as an asset manager in Namibia? Are you aligning yourself? It's our perspective, colleagues. It's our perspective. And even the financier in Namibia are the most conservative one. And that's why now in our green hydrogen and everything in oil and gas, we are borrowing from outside. We are looking for grants and we are looking for donations. Where are the local financiers? They are conservative, very, very conservative. They only want the company that are listed in the Namibian Stock Exchange. They are not looking at the unlisted because of the perspective that they have about risk and the willingness to keep studying the sectors so that they can jump in as soon as feasibility studies are done, so that they can jump in terms of energy or wind energy. And people like who came up with the green bond of Zambia, I mean of Bengwinduk, that is the type of mindset I want us to have. I'm also included. Because these people were so futuristic that by then, people are talking about green. Let us come up with a green bond where we raise capital and we distribute it to any project that contribute to climate change mitigation. Man, and they thought about it a long time ago. Where are we? It's because of our perspective and our understanding of economic building. Beautiful people. It's amazing. And if we do not change our thinking toward economic building, we wanted to hold so many seminars and talk to each other. But are we truly opening up ourselves now? And that's why I say Namibians are contradicting themselves to the highest level. Like if you find them at seminars, oh my goodness, you're like, these people are so serious. Then come boom, practice. Nothing. Even assisting each other, nothing. You made a presentation on green financing. Now, what is in place to enable green financing? And if it's so green, why are we giving it at the same prime? If we are saying that we want people on startup on green matters, then why are we not making the finance affordable? You're contradicting yourself. And it's because we believe that only the European can give cheaper financing for green hydrogen and green whatever, but ourselves we can't. Our perspective, colleagues. Our understanding of what needs to be done and who's supposed to do it. So we will be here saying, no more what. But when it comes to the practical, we are not. The same government that says Namibia need land, they are there waving land left and right because they are saying they do not have money to buy their land back. Then you're just like, okay, cool. Now which one is which? You don't want land to go in the foreign hand, but when it's given it to you, you wave it because of capital. Because you, in the Department of Land, together with the Minister of Finance, you are still stuck in the past. Your perspective is still stuck because you are not willing to take a risk and give money and buy this farm. You are saying, no, we do not have money. Oh my goodness. Then tomorrow you are giving a speech of how important land is. But you just waived a farm because you and Tateshimi, Minister of Agriculture and Land and Tateshimi, cannot agree to say land is very, very important. By all means, if we have to take money away from somewhere, let's take it and buy back this farm. Because you are not at that level of understanding. You are only at the surface because you give speeches about how important land it is. Then we contradict ourselves and we sell land to foreigners through trust and through whatever because it has been waived by the ministry because the ministry does not have money. And that is where now I'm saying we have different groups that exist in our Namibian economy. We have those who understand what it will take to take us to the level where we need to go. And there are those, me and you, who still believe that we can't do it. We can't. The Europeans should come. We do not have money. We do not have capacity. Oh my goodness. And you get to see this thing that will hurt you. We even hire foreign consultants to go do research at our own village, where you come from, like your own village. And you do not believe in the brothers that are in the industry. And they can do the same thing. And they say, guys, you are from Okwalondo and you know Okwalondo very well. Go and assess. Do this tender. No, you don't. You will go and hire a foreign consultant to go do research at your own village. And it's because of your understanding. It's your perspective. You don't believe that your own people can deliver a report. Look, I love the hydrogen sector. I'm so happy. I'm excited about it. But when I read the hydrogen strategy, localization strategy, all the names that wrote that project, nobody's a Namibian. So guys, we have people that are planning on our behalf. It's our perspective. And that's why we are unable to do such a type of things. Because many of you believe the thing cannot work. So we have literally foreign people convincing us that if you can localize 60% of hydrogen derivatives sectors, you can benefit. But we are fighting so hard not to believe it. It's our perspective. It's our perception. It's our understanding. So now we have assessment and report being done by people from other countries to convince us to do certain things. It's beautiful, man. It's amazing. So our perspective and our understanding of economic building need to change. It need to change. The main reason you cannot trust Kanjengo to do that consultation gig is your perspective. You are coming from the old age economic structure where Kanjengo are just a cattle header. Nah, you are just cattle header. How will you deliver such a high level consultants? Nah. Because you saw me when I was young looking after goats. And now I'm here pitching. You're like, no, Kanjengo, no. So you see, then you give the consultation gig to somebody else from a certain country to come and assess at my village where I'm from. And I did study the same thing. And you don't believe in me. It's your perspective, my G. Who's supposed to build the economy? To what extent should you get involved? When you are talking about economic complexity, who's supposed to provide it for us? The value addition and the innovation. Who's supposed to do it for us? And because you do not believe that we can do it for ourselves, is the main reason we depend on other people. Is the main reason the fundamental of our economy depend on foreign direct investment. And I want to correct everybody. We are just not only looking for foreign in money. We are also looking for people to come and set up company for us. And technology. And everything. Our perspective that people from Karas or three business from Karas cannot go to State House and someone at an Angolo Baba to come and listen to them. Nobody will allow them. Nobody will give them such a platform. But any delegation from elsewhere with SMEs will go and meet your president. But me from Opuo, I only have three goats and I'm calling myself a farmer. And my other brother is only running a cowers. We cannot organize ourselves and say, Tatenangolo Mumba, we want to meet you to tell you about our issues in Kunene and the investment that we have. Nobody will give us access to Tatenangolo Mumba because the people who are supposed to give access, their perspective about economic building is that no Namibian can do it. You in the small Namibian and you want to see the president. Then you look at them like, is he not my president? The people who met him last week from India, SMEs, in case you do not know. But because you do not want to open your mindset to that, you will block Namibians. And no minister will meet, none of you will meet any minister in Namibia. Nope. That's why when they come to our regions, many of the entrepreneurs, they are running. They are trying to talk to Melusia. They are trying to talk to you. They are trying to talk to all these ministries. But as soon as the minister give a speech or give his speech, he ran away in his 4D or whatever you call them. They are so inaccessible. Do you understand why? They are not rude. They are not bad people. No, it's their perspective and the perception about economic building. Their understanding and their awareness that Namibian people, if well-positioned and well-capacitated and well-financed, they can do these things. Just give them access to your door. Give them access to your office. I'm telling you, you cannot meet any minister here. You guys are from there or poor, you organize yourself. You can't meet the Minister of Finance. Yeah, I can. I can. But you entrepreneurs, you can't. So do you see? Now, Kanjango is very useless in an economy. He can force his way to sit at the shim. But you, small entrepreneurs, I want you to organize yourself and go talk to the Deshimi about these manufacturing problems. That where are the incentives that the Deshimi? It has been years. Where are the incentives? Mimi Pumbu, where is the special economic zone? When is it coming? Organize yourself and go. Will they open a door for you? They will tell you, the minister's agenda is very full. The minister is in Angola. And you ask, like, what is he doing in Angola? Why is he not coming to Hobabis? It's just not that because Tadashimi doesn't want. The people who are supposed to facilitate you to meet him are the one with a different mindset. Are the one who are problematic. Because they do not believe the minister is supposed to meet people or small cows, owners from Hobabis. They are the one who don't believe that. I can tell you, I can ask you this. Have you seen any minister in Namibia just taking a tour of businesses in Namibia without a delegation or just three of them? Just going around Hobabis, going around their Nana, without any... We do not want to see you being followed by NBC. Just you, your ministry, going around Namibian towns and villages to assess the level of entrepreneurship, to assess the level of understanding of economic matters. Have you? We haven't seen them. We haven't seen them, but they are all over Europe. I'm just telling you. Just look at how many ministries are going to go to the COP28 or COP29 or whatever. All of them are going to go. But have you ever seen them taking a tour to understand the entrepreneurial level in Namibia? And if these people are ready for manufacturing, if these people are ready to participate in the economy at the highest level, and what do they need? No. Nope. I'm sure that the same now is during the budget consultation. I have seen him, I think it was last year, he went to different town meeting people. I hope the business people participate. But the rest of them, the Minister of Mine, the Minister of Trade, National Planning Commission, is the perspective and the understanding of what should we do, what can be done, who's supposed to build, and where can we find the money? And until we answer those questions realistically, because right now, we are saying that at the center of economic building, there are Europeans. They should come and do it for us. There is a descender. That's why in every complex, in every unique new sector in Namibia, you will not find a Namibian. You will not. They are all being led by individuals from Europe, which is not a bad thing. It's just that the people from Europe have elevated their understanding of economy, their understanding of risk. And that's why now I'm saying my topic for today was, if we can change our perspective, the technocrats, the policymakers, the entrepreneurs, and the general public, if we can change our perspective on economic building, it will help us a lot. If you are disagreeing with me and you speak Oshwambo, just listen after this show on Omtunga and perhaps in Oson Rudolph's show, how people are commenting and how their high level dependence on government, not the dependence, I think that's all they know. When they do not have water, government. When they do not even have cooking oil, government. Because that their level of understanding, their perspective of economic building. They didn't know that in the production now, government, we are saying government should not participate in production anymore. Nobody told them that government, we are only restricting your participation through NAMWATER and also through NAMPOWER with also limited production. But our people and me and you, we still depend on government. We still do not believe that we can actually come up with certain things. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
We are good. You have any contribution?
Yeah, I thought if you can give me a chance to contribute. So, yes, just briefly.
Yeah, just in 1 minute, because the other minute I'm closing off is now 58 past. You can go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the tendency of dependency, is it from this theory of one of the theory of economy, they say it's a dependent theory?
Nope, they were not taught that.
So they were not taught that?
No. Namibian were not taught that economic theory at all. That's not what caused them to be dependent. It's just
What makes us so much depending on the government, and that perhaps is the alpha and omega of everything?
That is now a very good question.
So maybe that we need to unpack that one so that we can at least see how we can change our attitude and perhaps redirect our effort and things like that.
And if I can just answer your question there, are you ready for me to unpack that? Do you have the maturity to allow me to say the things that I supposed to say, what to cause the dependence? Do you have that maturity to listen to me saying it? Because me, when I go in, I mention name. I don't go around. Do you have that maturity for me to say, why are Namibian dependent on government? Are you able to listen without you questioning me, without you saying that I'm against anybody? Are you at that level?
No. I think if it's done in an ethical manner,
I do not insult. I'm just very loud, but I do not insult anybody.
No. I think there's nothing harmful there. You can just help us so that we can have a better understanding and see what we can do to complement the government.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for coming through.
Welcome, sir.
So, colleagues, I will use the remaining 1 minute that I was still from that, and I'll wander quickly to close off.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our 5-star brewing process to ensure a unique, balanced taste for that refreshing first. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Listen to Eagle FM.
And beautiful Fatima people, Molilo. I think that is all I had. That is all. And beautiful people, that's all I had for you today. That was my presentation. That was my hypothesis and suggestions on the direction that we should go. And also,
listen to Eagle FM in Ludwig.
And also what we can do if we wanted to do things differently. It starts with us understanding or changing our perspective. And with that, colleagues, thank you so much and have a very good night.
At 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.